Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another Stack 8 podcast. My name is Scott Williams. With me, as always, my very good friend, Mr. Stephen Karashinsky. Steve, you ready to argue today?
I'm ready to go. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Let's do this.
All right. So here's the buzzword of the day I'm going to throw at you. I'm sure people will shudder when they hear this, but today we are going to talk about, argue about, rant about digital transformation. The term that, you know, marketing loves, C-levels love, marketing hates, C-levels hate.
Well, so I'm already at odds with you because I think we got to stop calling this a buzzword because it's actually really real and really important.
So absolutely. No, I absolutely
strike one off the get-go for you, Scott.
Yeah, there you go. So see, the fists are up already here. No, I actually tend to agree with you. The funny thing is with any of these sort of technical terms that seem to fly around the ether at all times is that I think digital transformation a couple of years ago was a bit of a buzzword. I think people didn't really know how to wrap their arms around it, define it. I think now it's absolutely a very, very real thing. I think what it now we have, you know, for all companies, we have to tie it to one, a meaningful definition, and two, a meaningful path forward. So let me offer you up this. This is the definition that I found of it. You tell me if you agree or not. So digital transformation is the need for ubiquitous connectivity of business systems. That need in turn is driven solely by the demands of end users and customers for a more connected experience.
So I think I understand that. And that sounds to me like a lot of big words. I'll tell you what I hear and I understand is what this all means. You know, for me, this notion of digital transformation really got crystallized with COVID when we were all sent home and had to operate as if everything was normal, but, you know, completely isolated from the office, everything in the office, and the old way we used to do business. And so what I really learned to appreciate is, you know, it's the ability to do business in a completely digital environment, or more specifically, without any of the physical aspects that we were used to. And so physical aspects could be physical location, physical machines, physical devices, paper, having to do something face to face. And, you know, some tangible examples, you know, one I've used in the past of like getting paid. We were challenged in our business where we didn't have access to our mail for a certain period of time because of the way our office building is structured. And so, you know, customers that would pay us with checks, we weren't able to access them for months because we were locked out of the building from COVID. Yeah. Another good tangible example of physical is like signing a contract or a document. You know, for someone to have to get a contract, I guess, print it, sign it, scan it, email it back.
Yeah.
There's a physical aspect now. But now you got tools like a DocuSign that allows a customer to transform and, you know, digitally transform, if you will, for a digital world. So all of those physical touch points could be eliminated. And that to me is the purest, simplest definition of this. Well, and why it's so important is like a business today, knowing what we know and having gone through what we've gone through over the last 6-7 months, if you haven't, you know, 100% digitized your business, your process, and the way you get things done to service customers, you're in big, big trouble. Because the ones that have are really going to be able to do everything, you know, faster, better, and probably more cost effective as well.
Well, there's a joke in there as well, right? It's like you mentioned the whole, like, you know, scanning, signing, emailing, or faxing. Faxing is my favorite.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to date myself.
Because I have this joke where it's like literally like maybe once a year still to this day, someone goes, can you fax me something? And I tell them I can't fax them from where I am. And then they ask me where I am and I tell them the 21st century. So it's one of those. But let's talk about, so here, look, you know, one of the things I think we're saying the same thing from this definition of the this sort of constant connectivity of business systems and ubiquitous connectivity of business systems is that one of the things that I've seen, and this is like, I think where you see is kind of the perfect solution / perfect storm of digital transformation, is that, as you said, right, like everything, like take away all the physical stuff. There's also that every system has to be interconnected now. Like it's just, it's one of those things where, I mean, look, you and I on a daily basis have dashboards for our business that are connected into how many different systems showing all these different things, and all those systems have to speak to one another and all that. But it's, that is an outcome of something that personally I think is way bigger, is that it goes back to that connected experience thing. And it's like, whether it's end users, and when I say end users, like I'll define end users as people that work inside the company. And then there's customers and or partners or whatever that work outside of the company. And I know that so many businesses are struggling with this right now, whereas that for the first time in history, in many, many ways, this experience of being ever connected, because we're used to it through every app on our phone that is, and I'm talking like, you know, the pedestrian stuff, right? It's like, I can order my coffee in the morning. I can order stuff off of Amazon. I can, you know, I can connect into my bank. I can scan checks and, you know, whatever, you know, deposits, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. All of that is part of digital transformation. With that, that means the entire world has access to this, you know, call it basic technology that they carry around in a device in their pocket all the time. And that is now influencing every single company in the world to now have to live up to that customer expectation of, well, everything else is super easy for me to do something. Okay, so how are you going to make it simple and easy for me to interact with your business or whatever it may be? In comes, you know, flooding digital transformation. So with UC, now that's the, okay, how do we connect everybody internally immediately to make sure they're more productive, that we make sure that we have KPIs on productivity, making sure that everyone, like you said, can work from home, work remotely, work from anywhere. It's you know, and not only that, how can we better connect with customers on any channel, I will call it, that they want? So does that, you know, I mean, following what you were saying, like, I think that's probably the story here.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think that's what this is about and where unified communications comes into play. Like, look, at the end of, you know, the simplest way to look at it, unified communications, and the unified is important. It's the integration between all your communications.
Yeah.
So everybody is working from a different place today than they used to, on a different device, but has to stay connected, up to date, and on the same page with their colleagues as they were before, because it's the only way to get more done and be able to, you know, respond and help customers in the best possible way. So that's absolutely what it is. And, you know, business and competition is ruthless right now. Only the ones that are providing that best customer experience are going to win, because customers have choice. And if you don't respond to them quickly, efficiently, with the right info, you put yourself at risk. You know, the other interesting thing around unified communications is, like, not only do we need to be more agile, but we're dealing with a really disjointed workforce. The labor market, the labor force is changing significantly. You know, I read a stat a few days ago that millennials today make up 35% of the labor force. Mm-hmm. And that by 2025, they're going to make up 3/4 of the global workforce. So just think that in an organization in 2025, just to make sure we're all aware, that's not 1,000 years out, that's 5 years out from where we are today, which is crazy. Getting all of these people connected with, let's call it, the old guard, people like us in organizations, communicating, sharing on the same page and working smoothly together. It's these tools that are going to allow us to do this effectively. And I think, you know, what's interesting, what happened over the last 6-7 months with COVID is everybody got kind of the rudimentary tools together up and working really, really quick because we had no choice. So everyone's got their Zoom, their WebEx, their Microsoft Teams going, they're communicating and working. Now that, you know, we're looking to come out of this, it's this next phase that's going to be really interesting as it relates to really solidifying this digital transformation and how you see is going to play a part. So how do we take this stuff to the next level? You know, one of the big ones is going to be consolidating functionality, because there's so many now disparate systems and applications that have just been spun up quickly to get us going. Now what businesses are starting to do is take a step back and being like, okay, we got through the storm, but now when we look at our journey and our strategy of where we want to be, where we need to be, what's with all these tools we have? How do we make sure we're using the right ones? They're working together, the process is in place, so we can run, you know, faster, better, more efficiently.
So you grab a chat away?
Yeah, this is where it's getting really interesting right now.
Well, here's the thing. It's, you know, and you hit the nail on the head. The, like, here's just, you know, for all the listeners, here's an interesting one, is that, Steve, you and I see each other 5 times a day. We live in different cities. We are in constant contact. We see each other via video. We drop each other files. We text each other. We call each other. Like, we use 2 to 3 different types of technologies a day. And I don't mean like disparate systems. I just mean like there's chat, there's phone, like audio, there's video, there's, you know, file sharing, all these kinds of things. One of the things that I think a lot of companies now need to consider as well is that, because like I said, look, I'm going to be the optimist in the room here in the sense of, you know, I hope this whole COVID thing is going to be over sooner than later, you know, with all the, you know, scientific research that's being done and like all that aside, this is still going to reverberate for years. And you said something, you know, is that, you know, before we started the podcast, we're even chatting, is that, you know, neither of us have used a physical phone in 7 months, 8 months, right? Like, why would you? Like, I got rid of my desk phone a long time ago because it was just, you know, everything's so interconnected. I'm like, yeah, I don't need it. But here's the thing, is like, let's look at that also from the customer experience side of things. You know, this is where, like, I think, like, you see a lot of the times, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like, I as part of the boots on the ground for Stack 8, people tend to still think of UC very much from that internal perspective, connecting employees, connecting, you know, like making sure that productivity is up, those kind of things. But the customer facing side is also, if you know, is gaining so much traction and momentum again, because, you know, whether it's like the contactless experience to making sure that, hey, by the way, like, you know, again, that expectation, right? When I call your company, I want to be routed to the right person at the right time that is an expert in exactly what I want to talk about. And I don't want to sit there on hold for 40 minutes. And like I said, people have so much choice. They can go, did you just put me on hold for 40 minutes? I'll take that 40 minutes and find a new provider, like, of whatever service.
So for sure. And look, let's just talk about, you know, some physical aspects that have changed and that we just have to accept it in organizations and move through it. Like, there's the physical phone, like you're talking about. And I'm even going to throw email into a little bit of a old school, like the closest thing to physical in an old world. Like, those modes of communication aren't really used anymore. The real true communication is all happening on text or chat, mm-hmm. or let's just call it video. I wouldn't even want to say video call, but like a video call. That's where all the action is these days. And you do it in your personal life, and you expect to be able to do that in your business life as well, because, like, what is really the difference, especially today when you're working from home and managing, you know, personal and business life all throughout the day? businesses have to shift to that way to be communicating quickly and easily, because that's how customers and partners are going to want to interact. You know, last night I had a call related to, you know, some internal business systems that we had, and was with a third party service provider that we work with. And we had a conference call, and I had to dial a bridge, and I couldn't see the person. And it was even harder to jump into the conversation because you couldn't see, and there was new nuances. It was really old school and awkward. You know, I'm on a call all day long, but it's a video call. And that's the way, you know, business is really done today. Like, the only time I want to have a phone call where I can't see somebody is if I'm actually mobile, and which means I'm moving. So like, I'm in the car, where I should not be on video, on a video call if I'm in the car, because I should be focusing on the road. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm walking around on the street and I'm using my mobile phone. Everything else, like, why wouldn't I be on a video call today? You know, when I speak to my friends or family, I'm either texting them or I'm seeing them on video. And yep. That is an example of digital transformation, how we have to evolve from the old way we did stuff, like pick up the phone or just send you an email back and forth, to the new way of real time and more engaging types of communication. It's just one example along this digital transformation journey that businesses are going to have to start making, because, as you said, Scott, it's being driven from the customer, it's being driven from the consumer, and those are the things that have the biggest impact on how we operate. And those are just two little examples, yeah. But they're so important, because you can't have a business be successful if you're not having proper communications with your customers and partners. It's just impossible today.
Well, the thing is like, you know, the couple of things you mentioned. One, millennial workforce, right? There's more and more young people going into the workforce all the time. And again, you go back to that consumer scenario of just text and chat and video and those types of things. Like, I mean, my kids have been using video and text for years, natively off their phones. Sure. So it's like, you know, when they get into the workplace, of course they're going to demand that. That's how their entire socialization skills were developed. That is what they know best. That's how they interact best. COVID aside, I mean, you know, I have a 16-year-old daughter. I mean, she's been on FaceTime with everybody from her grandparents to her friends for years now. And it's, you know, when I call her on the phone, even at times, she's like, oh, can't you just text me? Or can't you just, like, why are you calling me? How old are you, Dad? Like, you know, it's that type of thing. And it's, you're absolutely right. I mean, you talk about email. I mean, it's, why would you, you know, your email box gets filled up with this garbage. You know, there's even sort of different social mores that go along with how you interact via email versus chat. Chat's a lot shorter at times. It's a lot more to the point. If it's a lot more to the point, there's less time being spent. Less time being spent means more productivity doing what you should be doing, as opposed to trying to craft an email. Like, there's so many things that,
sure,
that, you know.
Look, here's another really important thing that's related to digital transformation, and we'll make kind of the parallel to why it's important, and you see as well, is data and data gathering and analysis. In a non-digital world, it's very hard to get good data so that you really understand what's going on and make decisions that are fact-based as opposed to gut and feel. Mm-hmm. Moving UC more into the digital world and getting access to real data and analytics is going to be so, so insightful for organizations to see where those communication touch points are internally with customers, with partners. Do we have enough communication back and forth? Do we have too little? If we have too little, what does that mean? How come? Like, understanding what the communication flow is like within your organization, the frequency, the richness of those interactions is so, so powerful to help businesses make the right decisions and adjust, you know, invest more or disinvest and reallocate funds, as we've been talking about a little bit over the last month or so. But, you know, before these were kind of black boxes, and to pull the information out was so hard and so cumbersome. The move towards the digital transformation wave, if you will, is going to allow customers to have access to this information at their fingertips. So again, make better decisions, make fact-based decisions, and know where they can invest to strengthen their position in the market. And so it's another huge benefit that results from digital transformation. And that's not just in the UC space. That's across the board in any space. But for us, you know, obviously our focus is on UC, but it's something really important and shouldn't be, you know, neglected and taken as a, you know, a backside. There's a ton of value there, and it's going to change help customers make decisions on the right tools they're using, and help customers use them more, because they're going to reinvest in the areas to tweak those tools and integrate them into their core business process so they can be more effective.
Well, one of the themes that seems to be coming out of our conversation today too, right, is that there's a couple words that keep coming up, right? Like, one is experience. Experience is really important in this day and age. It's, you know, call it for what it is. I mean, we are all, as human beings in this digital world, we're pretty spoiled. Like, everything is now directed directly to us. Advertising is no longer, you know, for the most part, digital advertising especially is all based on what I like. Like, for instance, like, I can guarantee you, if I go on Pinterest and you go on Pinterest, we have completely different feeds, right? Like, it's those kind of things. It's like how Amazon suggests things to me in my account versus your account. All of that experience scenario plays out again in expectations of what customers have. And the nice thing is with the UC side of it is that you can start to craft and create that desired experience that you want to deliver. Like, there's that old saying, right? Like, when we go back to like the whole phone thing, right? Like, remember big telephony back in the day? You know, it's like, it was that you can have any color you want as long as it's black. Like, it's that was the, you know, when they were talking about phones and that kind of stuff. You know, the thing that companies suffered through the most was, well, you know, big telephony was, well, we don't care about your business processes. We have a set of business processes that you're going to bend to. And so not only internally did you have to bend to those processes, but externally, all your customers had to bend to that as well, because there was only so much leeway you were afforded or given by these giant telephony companies at the time. Now, UC enables us to say, hey, this is the exact experience that I want for not only my internal team, but my customers, how they interact with us, how they connect to us, when they connect to us, all those things can be mapped out really easily in a lot of ways and give that, as you said, that competitive advantage, because it is, everybody is scrambling up this hill right now to you know, be the king of the mountain. So
you know, Scott, I guess one of the questions I get is, and that I talk to people a lot about, is, okay, so sounds amazing, I'm all in, we're ready to go, what's getting in people's way? And, you know, I guess one thing I'd like to share from what we've seen is there's really one of the problems I see with customers is there's a disconnect in the business between what's set aside for the IT budget and then measurable results and strategy for the business. And so what I mean by that is, you know, organizations, the hard part is going to be getting out of the status quo and the way they've been doing things and looking a little bit differently, because most organizations haven't taken a hard, brutal, honest look at their current spend. You know, there's often way too much momentum behind the way things are currently done, the solutions they have in place, and the processes that they've built over a decade to allow for any kind of meaningful change. And, you know, there's one stat that someone shared with me a couple of weeks ago was that, you know, going into the year, I think 93% of an organization's IT budget is already set with just supporting all the things they already have in place. That leaves next to nothing to digitally transform into and be ready for the agility, speed, and customer experience that we've just been talking about for the last half hour, that customers have to, that businesses have to be ready for in order to stay competitive. That is going to be the biggest challenge, is to take a hard look internally. And just because we've done it this way and the budget is set up this way, it doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be need to be done tomorrow. But those that do, those are the ones that are going to get a huge, huge jump and leap ahead.
Well, it's assessing your current infrastructure when it comes to, you know, UC and telephony and all that kind of stuff is really difficult. Because I think a lot of companies, as you said, like, I mean, it's one, nobody likes change, right? So it's like, hey, this is the way we've always done it. So this is the way we'll always do it. And that habit unto itself has to be broken. And that's part of that digital scenario of data and all those types of things. I think more so it's like, because we've seen it, right? I mean, when we go through our business modeling and our, you know, I'll call it a calculator for lack of a better term, with potential customers, they're shocked in the sense that it's like, what do you mean I'm paying $500,000 plus a year for silly things that I could be reallocating to different things? Because they don't calculate the things that have yet to be calculated, I'll say, in that traditional sense, right? It's that everything from, wow, you're paying a UC engineer $100K plus a year, but you're totally okay with them rooting through a warehouse trying to find a phone and then spending, you know, anywhere between 20 to 90 minutes trying to program it, making sure it's the right phone, making sure it's the right, you know, it's routed to the right DIN. Like, this is all stuff that's absolutely asinine in nature, where it's like, yeah, but that's usually what in any other circumstance, if that was outside of UC, you would be paying somebody minimum wage to do that. But in this particular case, it's like, hey, let's take away your top talent from doing the really important things that make your company thrive to make them do the most menial, trivial things possible, because that's just a part of the thing. Like, that so alone is crazy.
I'm with you. So, like, to me, like, if there's some key takeaways for our listeners, you know, I think there's two important ones as it relates to unified communications and tying it in and that has as how it relates to digital transformation. I think one, there's got to be a focus on simple and easy user experiences, and this has got to be looked at from the perspective, it can't be telephony or tech centric anymore. It's got to be user centric, and it's got to start there. And it's tough for organizations, but that's got to be the focus. The second thing is, this is an opportunity for, you know, the folks who are running telecom or network and communications to really get tied in and dialed into the company's digital transformation strategy. Each technology segment within a business, its IT department, has got to start working together here. And that's where the opportunities and the synergies will be just so much stronger and better. It's got to be dialed into what the company's trying to do, because it's got to be one company digital transformation strategy, not five company digital transformation strategies. Otherwise, you're going to be all over the place, about spend a lot of time, money, and energy to not get very far. So I think sticking with those two things is the best place to start, and gets everybody on the right track and aligned.
Well, I'll go one step farther. I've got kind of like five, I'll say, the key steps, right? And they're pretty easy. Like, one, I mean, create your desired experience, right? Like, map it out, plan. I think that's really important, because that is exactly, you know, as you're saying, right? It's like, now you don't have five strategies, you have one. Create a really comprehensive one and you're good. Two, look at your current infrastructure. See where it sits. Is it going to support what you want to support? Or is it, yeah, well, this thing is, you know, 10, 15 years old. It's like, you know, I got to dust the cobwebs off it. And, you know, because good enough is no longer good enough. Like, that's, you know, and that's a big one. The third one is mapping out and creating new business processes, which is going to be really important, because that's, again, right, like, as you said, there's that, this is the way we've always done stuff. Well, that's the you know, the old school attitude of, well, we've always done it this way, needs to change. You need to map out those processes and create new processes that are more streamlined, better for the business, you know, more profitable, adds more ROI. And then
for sure, the last, you know, just before you go to the last one, like, just so all our listeners know, like, we're doing this as well. Scott and I and some of our colleagues just had a conversation yesterday about, you know, looking at how do we interact with our customers on the web, and have realized that we're just not doing a great job today. We're not making it simple and easy for them to get the information they need, when they want and how they want it. And so we are putting a communication strategy in place to make a better experience for our users, and tying it into, you know, a user-centric thing, not a technical-centric thing. So, like, we're eating our own dog food here, and it's changing the way we're looking at how we do things. And if it's hard or cumbersome or difficult, we're changing it. So, you know, we're taking this stuff to heart.
Well, and, you know, and this is the thing too, right, is that the, you know, my last 2 points on this, as far as that call it the journey to digital transformation, one, make sure you engage with the right partner, because, you know, I think IT teams are rock stars in their own right, but I think simultaneously they also get punished for their own good work, right? Is that there seems to be this thing now where it's like, well, IT can do everything and anything we throw at them, and these poor people have, like, only a certain amount of time in the day to not only, you know, keep systems up and running that are mission critical, but simultaneously, like, tackle all of these new projects and new things that have to be done, plus support, plus, climb under desks, you know, make sure data centers are right. Like, the list is never ending. And it's, you know, at this point, people need to make sure that they engage with the right partner to alleviate all of, again, the stuff it's not even that they shouldn't be doing, nor should they ever have to do again, because they should be concentrating on the bigger, better things in that sense. You know, and I mean,
there's just too much. And the jack of all trades IT service organizations, they're spread thin. They can't be great at 10 different things.
Yeah.
And our customers' experience in the field have proven that. Yeah. So we're not saying we're the best IT service company in the world, but we will be able to say that we are, you know, one of the best at unified communications, because this is all we do think about all day long, and have taken the time to develop these strategies for our customers so that they can be successful. It's really as simple as that.
Yeah. And here, I'll sum it up with this, because we want to make sure that we're, you know, obviously respectful of people's time and the listeners, but here's probably one of the biggest things that people ought to also do when they're traveling down the road towards digital transformation, is prepare your organization so that that it's structured in a way that supports change. People don't like change. Again, you know, you keep using the word simple and easy. Make sure it's simple and easy for people to adopt it, use it, like it. You know, and it's like, if that's supported from all aspects, then you're going to win, because now everyone's just, you know, change. No one likes change until it's simple and easy and makes your life way better. And then it's super easy to adopt new ways of thinking, new ways of doing things. And I think that's, you know, again, like, you kind of take those 5 steps into account and, you know, plan, get your infrastructure in place, get the right partner, you know, map out those processes and make sure people are ready to embrace it at the end. And you're good. That's really where we sit. So,
well said, Scott.
Steve, thanks for your time, man. This is always always fun. Always love ranting about this stuff with you.
Thanks a lot, my man. Have a great day.
And until the next time, everyone, thanks a lot.